While managing not to say it, the Supreme Court's nine justices discussed a trademark case this morning involving an L.A.-based fashion brand that is spelled F-U-C-T. It has to do with a portion of federal law that says officials should not register trademarks that are, quote, scandalous or immoral, unquote. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Megan Carpenter. She's dean of the University of New Hampshire School of Law and an expert when it comes to intellectual property. Professor and Dean, thank you for joining us this morning. Why does the government care about this?
It's interesting that you ask about that, because trademarks are considered to be a source of consumer protection. So when we think about trademarks and the way we identify, you know, the Nike shoes that we might want from a pair that we don't want, or the real Cocoa Puffs from the generic brand, so that we can make efficient purchasing decisions and consumers aren't deceived. But this kind of provision, preventing trademark registration for marks that are scandalous or immoral, takes what we think of as consumer protection in a totally different direction.
So let's talk about this a little bit. I mean, do we need to be protected from somebody walking around with a T-shirt that has F-U-C-T on the front?
That was one of the most hotly debated questions today during the oral arguments. In fact, Justice Breyer in particular was concerned that if they, you know, invalidate this provision of trademark law and allow trademark registration for marks that are scandalous or immoral, that, you know, will the world be filled then with, you know, buses with, you know, strewn with profanity over it, or will there be profanity all over Times Square? Will children be walking through the mall and see, you know, words that are, you know, perhaps their parents aren't allowing them to say, but that are, you know, all over products?
Is this a little bit like deciding a pornography case? I mean, how do they decide if something is immoral or scandalous?
There are a lot of inconsistencies. I think that that's one of those questions that the Trademark Office has been asking itself for a long time. Now, this is not a new provision of trademark law. It's effectively about 100 years old. But there are so many inconsistencies over time in marks that have been allowed to proceed to registration and marks that haven't been. You can imagine that those really have, you know, our moral standards have certainly evolved. Some of the earliest cases were about things like the use of Madonna for wine or Queen Mary for underwear. You know, now we have a different sense of profanity, but it's more than just something that is obscene. And I think that really came out in the oral argument today, that there was some sympathy for wanting to prohibit registration for trademarks that rise to the level of obscenity. But really, when we think about what is scandalous or immoral, it's very difficult to do that in a way that is truly objective. And that came up again and again in the oral arguments, because the way that we identify and define scandalous really involves some kind of viewpoint. So we use words like what is offensive or shocking to the conscience. And in order to be offensive, somebody has to be offended. And in order to be shocked, somebody has to, you know, have that perspective. So when trademark examiners are making these kinds of decisions, it becomes very difficult to have an objective test of what is scandalous or immoral.
It's a fascinating area, especially when you bring the question of the government's, you know, interest in it. License plates are a classic example of places where people sometimes are baffled when the state says, no, you can't have that, it's offensive. And the applicant is saying, well, I didn't mean that, I meant something else.
Yeah, there's even a case about license plates that that has come up in some of these cases, where the question is really, with a license plate situation, you know, is the government effectively speaking? And courts have held, in fact, there is some kind of government imprimatur there. But when it comes to trademark registration, trademarks have traditionally been treated in a different way. And the Trademark Office has said time and time again, just because we let you you know, register something as a trademark doesn't mean that we necessarily approve of it. This isn't the government's trademark. This is, you know, Nike's trademark or Kellogg's trademark or McDonald's. This isn't, you know, us speaking as the government itself.
Dean Carpenter, thank you for your time this morning. Megan Carpenter is the dean of the University of New Hampshire School of Law, as well as an expert on intellectual property.